As we mentioned before, Mi'at Hashem Shorei, today we're going to try to shove as much as we can into this next hour of the Sugya Mi'at Hashem, which is a brand new mamish, totally unrelated topic to anything we have done up until now. The Gemara, as you know, points out towards the beginning of that Beis Amud Aleph, and it's discussing why the Mishnah opens in Makot with a discussion of a case that's not exactly real, classic, old Hazavah. So the Gemara points out that we're really coming off the coattails of a mission towards the end of Masechta Sanhedrin. It says that kol zomimim makdimim la'otam misa, that normally all zomimim, all eidim zomimim, are makdimim la'otam misa. And that phrase, of course, is a subject to a little bit of a debate over here, how exactly to translate that, so we're going to leave that for now. However, there's going to be one exception, chutz mei zomim bat kohen uboala, with the exception of those who give hazam or court as eidim zomim against a bat kohen and the person she's having an affair with. She'ein magdim in la'osa misa, they're not going to get the same misa, elo misa acheres, they're going to get a different misa, and as Rashi points out, the sugi mesefes and edrin, as opposed to them getting and the sreifa that they're going to be mechayiv, the bas koi, that unique me, so they're going to end up getting chenek, which is the punishment, strangulation, chenek, which is the punishment that the boel would have gotten over there. And that, Amir Hashem, is going to be the subject of tomorrow's Ashir, which is another universe into itself, the idea of zomavei bas koi and a boel, but that is not for now. That's the line over there in the Gemara. And the Rashi and many other Mepharshim try to explain the terminology that's used there in Masechta Sanhedrin. What does makedimin la'osa misa actually mean? So let's run through the various pshatim on an ABC level, and then we're going to start to get a little bit more involved over here in the sugya, the mirza shem. So Rashi points out by us, what does the phrase makedimin mean, more or less? How did you learn the Rashi? Let's go. Yeah, take it away, Tzvi. You're very nice.
Don't let him run away.
Don't let him run away. Okay.
Huh?
Execute the din fast, no pun intended, right? Execute the din fast, as Rashi, what do you call it? The Tosafot quotes Rashi in Suvis, has a pshat like that. There are three places in Rashi where Rashi has a slightly different, but all sort of circling around the same point, pshat in what that phrase means. Rashi, by us, I'm sure you took a look carefully in the Rashi over here in the Gemara also. Divrei Maskil Hosam Koi, towards the end of that Rashi points out, Kol Azom Makdimi La'osa Misa Kilomer, meaning to say, Ein lehen letzapos misa acheres. They cannot expect any other misa. Elamashimim laosa misa shenigma badino shenidon. But rather, they're going to rise up to that misa that the nidon was given, or was supposed to have been given. So, makdimin, according to Rashi, means you're getting that right away. Don't think it's going to be anything else. No, that's what you're going to get straight up. Tosis begins and tells us Rashi in. He's quoting the Rashi, we don't exactly have these words, but it sounds like the same idea that our Rashi says. Kol zomim makdimin la'osa misa perish akuntras she'ein lehem neis v'hamlata. There's no running away. V'nos yagon v'anocha, right? Depression and sadness will disappear. There's no neis, there's no running away. V'hamlata, no escape. That's it. Whatever the misa was, kila sveif v'harik v'chenik, that's what you're going to get, and that's it, period. Or, like Tosis point, excuse me, Tosis asks, v'kashem, my kamash melon pshita. Tosis says, but if that's the whole point, that's the meaning of that line in Sanhedrin, the Mishnah wouldn't have used the strange term, makedimin la'osa misa, to bring out a point that's incredibly obvious. If the Torah says that you get, of course that's what you're going to get. What in the world would the chiddush of that strange terminology of makedimin have been in the Mishnah? So that's Tosa's simple question in Rashi. He tries the next Rashi, Ubiksubis Nafim Hei, Pirish Rashi explains, Sherot Zeloma Makdimin, what does it mean? Make it early? Shaloyanu Hadin, don't delay the judgment. If you know that you're heading towards whatever Chi of Misa it is, you have to judge the case right away, give the Gemar Din right away, do the Misa right away. But Tosis asks also on that's a classic halacha throughout Masechta Sanhedrin. V'gamzeh kasha, that's also a problem. The Mai Kamashman, what's it trying to teach me? Pshita, that is obvious. Like I said a moment ago, that is a classic din called Inui Adin. One is not allowed to ever delay the execution of a nidon like that. It has to be done right away, speedily. So again, that can't be the phrase. Tosis feels that there has to be something that the line makedimin la'osa misa is trying to bring out in a halachic sense. And what is that? And along comes the Ben Yosef with a very important kit. Yeah.
Is it a Gemara in Ksuvis or Rashi Ksuvis?
Rashi Ksuvis.
But it's a Cheeto Ksuvis page.
Right. In Ksuvis, he explains. Now, the Rina comes along and says like this. Lakach apirish Rina. Very, very interesting chiddush. And again, this is a very self-contained sugi here. Makedimen, when it says that word, hachi pirusha, this is what it means to be expressing. Vaday at the tzorach lamiso. Now I'm going to read the Tosfos the way we have it without the bafra right now. It's not going to make that much of a difference. Hachi pirusha vaday at the tzorach lamison b'misa shehimiso. It's for sure that you are supposed to give the eidim zomimim the misa that they were trying to give over. Okay, that's the understanding of the bafra in the Tosfos. The pasha being in the Tosfos to be, of course, you give any nidun the misa that you're supposed to give. Aval, but vaday is for sure true. In eino yochel, but let's say you can't do it. You push the guy off the roof, two stories down, boom, he's on the floor, and nothing has happened. Okay, so the next thing that you're supposed to do, you throw stones on the person, and this person is just not dying. It's just not working. What do you do then? So listen, I'm supposed to give skila, but if I can't, we're going to kill him any way that we can. The objective is to make sure the guy is dead, and however that is going to be accomplished, that's going to be okay. Okay, what does Makdimen then mean? Before we read on in the Tosfos, before we get off the actual stuff, topic over here of Makdimen. Makdimen then just means that's your first choice. The choice Misa is the one that it says over there in the Chumash, the classic halacha, that's the Hakdama, that's number one. But there's number two. If I can't do that, there's number two, three, four, etc., down on the list. Kiddush Sanya, and he quotes a bright and above Mitzia that expresses this idea. And the truth of the matter is, we're not getting into it. If you look through the Gemara, a lot of these things that Tosfos quotes are not so simple. We're going to read with the gears of the Marshal, but with the Gemara above Mitzia, as a passing, most you must. He shall surely die. We'll translate like that. I think that's the official article translation. What does it mean? Most, you must, whatever it takes to kill the guy, that's what it takes. Make sure the guy is gone, eliminated, exterminated, dead by the end of the day. Okay. Now the Tosfos, now we've brought up that idea of the ring, that you try to kill a guy however you can, even if it doesn't work the first time around. Now we have a whole slew of problems over here. First of all, he says like this. Vikasha, I have a question. The Alminim of Perek Nigma is in the one Sanhedrin says in Daf Mem Hey that wrote Seach v'goal adam Hey bu beis k'tuvin abon ke'echa. The Gemara there says, yeah, as you all learn, that wrote Seach v'goal adam beis k'tuvin abon ke'echa. There the Gemara has a sugya, I'm sure you remember, called Be'inon Kro Kedechziv. How much do we have to be literal within understanding the psukim of the Chumash? How much fidelity does it have to be with the Pashut reading of the Chumash? If it says, and the Gemara has a couple of different examples, right? Yad ha'edem tiya boba rishona lehamiso. So what was the example over there of do we need crook at the sieve or not? Hanan?
If
the hands got cut off and they're no longer around to push the guy off the roof, do we say, you're off the hook, you can't do what it says in the Torah. The Torah says they have to push them off with their Yadayim, and they don't have Yadayim. Right? One example of how literal one might have, that was the Shita of Shemua. You have the idea by the Goel Adam. What was the example of crooked the sieve by Goel Adam? Any guess? Huh? What happens if there is no Goel Adam? So what was the halacha that the Gemara brought out? And this is an example, we don't need crooked the sieve. Well, they're going to appoint somebody who's in charge. If this guy escapes in the Yer Miklat, you are our shliach, so to speak. You go get him. Make sure he stays inside. He's not the Goel Adam. He doesn't care. He doesn't have any emotional or family interest. It's not what the Torah spoke about when it discussed the Goel. That's true. But the Gemara learns from a pasuk, we don't really need the Krod Kedusim. The other example where that came up, of course, is by Roseach. Roseach is supposed to get a chiyuv. Which chiyuv misa? Remember over there in Sanhedrin? What chiyuv misa? Herig, Sayyaf, right, they're interchangeable. What happens if you can't do that?
Anything.
Whatever it takes, right? So we have different examples in Halacha where the Gemara goes back and forth, do we or do we not need the Krod Kedushin? But the Gemara there seems to conclude in Masechet Sanhedrin is that Roseach and Goel Adam, Ashnei K'suvin Abon Ke'echa, teaching me in those particular examples, in those examples only, that we don't have to be so literal. By the Roseach, we give him whatever Misa it is. By the Goel Adam, we're going to appoint somebody, if need be, to keep the person in line, and there in the ear, Miklat. But the other examples, we're going to require cross Kiddush Tzir. Shmuel's example, pushing the Edom, pushing the Nidon off the roof. And in theory, what Tosfos is bothered by right now in his first question is what? Hey, wait a second. He was speaking about Edom Zomimim, random punishment, right, for whatever form of Azam it is. And we were just taught by Edom Zomimim, you're only Makedimim La'osa Mitzvah. If I was being testifying you Machal Shabbos and Chayiv Skila, we want L'chatzchila to give me Skila. If that doesn't work, you give me anything else. That's not a Rotseyach, that's not a Goel Adam. The rule is that you have to follow literally what it says in the Torah, except for those two cases. Yeah. Come up to the roof and we'll demonstrate. That's right. But that's exactly the point of that Gemara. Ba'inan, we require cross kid desiv. It has to be the way it says in the Torah. And if the Torah goes out of its way to say, Yad ha'edim tiyavova rishon elami, so the hands of the edim are going to knock him off the roof to kill him, that's what you got to do. No kick, no shove, no check, nothing. Push him off.
What do we put from when he says, caution them in
what's the cash? That's what he just explained. The past 5 minutes.
Right. That it's
how can you tell me that an eight zomim can be given any other form of misa other than what it says in the Torah? If the Gemara, the Aaron Sanhedrin, says that the only time, we don't have to be literal, are those two cases.
Okay.
You got to follow exactly what it says. Cash is zomim, and that's it. So if the zmama was to give a guy skila, I get skila. You can't give me heres. Right? Okay. V'chein kash. We have another question as well, without getting involved in the Marshon, the Maran, that we're going to come back to a little bit later on. B'tosefta says in a bright, in the 12th parak in Sanhedrin, Tanya, Aval zomimim, again I'm reading the way it's printed, Aval zomimim she'enat ha'yochal ha'misan m'misa k'suva behen, if you have Eidim zomimim, who can't be killed with the misa that they were supposed to get, after m'misim b'chol misa, you can kill them in any way, shape, or form, v'dorish le'im inkrodu v'arza ha'rami kibach, v'itashin from a puzzle that says, v'arza ha'rami kibach, you exterminate the evil from your midst, implying as long as the evil is gone, we don't care how it got gone, how it disappeared, that's fine. Ve'amayin, why is that the case? So they asked again, a heavy rotseach l'gol adam based stuven ke'echot, isn't the rule that the only time we're not literal is by a rotseach and a gol adam? Every other example, we have to be literal the way it says it in the Torah. If the Torah says kash ezamim, that's what you got to do. No other options. What in the world is going on? And what is the sheet of the reed? So Tosfos quotes, and the name of the Rabbeinu Yosef, a very, very simple, but at the same time important pshat, and this is going to be another subject of the rest of today. Tiritz Rav Rabbeinu Yosef, the Rotzeach L'Gol Adam, Hevo Beiz Iksuv Nabon Keach L'Ini Shelo Nilmad Shar Mumsin Mehem Lamitzan Af Misa She'enem Idar Lamitzan Bez, in a long sentence. Gol Adam and Rotzeach. What does that mean, that the Beiz Iksuv Nabon Keach? Danny, take it away. But what's limited over there? You know, those are the only examples where you're allowed to
kill anyway.
Anyway, meaning, be a little bit more specific.
Meaning that if they don't have the four
meals available, they can kill. And mamish anyway. Means to say, if it doesn't work, you pull out your gun and you start shooting mad. You stab him. You say, drug him. Whatever it's going to be. Huh? You can kill him with a dog. You can kill him however it is that you would like. Okay? But Avamidavid Misos Bezdin. But says the Rabbeinu Yosef, when it comes to the David Misos Bezdin, Pshita me Misam Kecholchai ve Misos, it is Pasha that you can kill a guy with any one of those David Misos Bezdin. As long as it's an official kind of Misa, it's allowed to be administered. That is not at all limited from the idea of the Goel Adam and the Rotseya. In other words, according to the Ben Yosef, there's two basic planes now that are at work over here. Whenever it comes to Joe average chi of Misa, the rule is makdimin laosa Misa. The official rule is choice number one is what? Give him what he's supposed to get. And if you can't do that, you have three more choices. Meaning, whatever the other remaining three Misas Bezin are going to be, as opposed to the one that he was supposed to the Chatzila get. Do I have the right to stick the dog on him and kill him?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But normal, classic onshim, you can't do that. The only time I have a right to stick the dog and kill the guy no matter what is Roseach Or by by Rotsayah. Like all of them is a separate area, but by Rotsayah, no matter what it takes to kill the murderer, we're gonna do. It doesn't matter how you kill the guy, even if it's not with the Dalet Misa's bed. And that is the sheet of the what? That, yeah, you have to try the Misa's bed. Well, you have to try. Meaning of the three levels as opposed to two, is it the miso or just do whatever you want?
Yeah.
The passage is the miso or whatever you want. And that's what the Gemara seems to present it. You do what you're supposed to do or anything. Yeah.
So the average person who is supposed to get miso doesn't work. So what does the one get choose that doesn't work? Let's say the person who got killed, well, that's good enough because the guy got straight up. So when you go through a worse set or a better set?
No, more strict and more or less strict like that. We're going to discuss that a little bit more as it comes up a little bit later. We'll answer that question in context of some of the discussion. Okay? And if, well, I didn't clearly say the answer. Remind me again later because it's supposed to come up. Yeah. Gol Adam. It's a little tricky. The Gol Adam has nothing to do with the idea of how you kill the guy. The idea of Gol Adam is just an example where you don't need to take the pasuk literally. Even though the Torah speaks about a goel adam, a blood relative, has the right to kill the roseach b'shogeg, right? Even if you don't have a relative who's going to do it, the bezdin appoints some guy to make sure the roseach doesn't leave the yirmik blood, and if he does, he has the right to run after him and kill him. There's nothing to do with an onish in bezdin, with misa. The only connection is it's another example where you don't take the pasuk literally the way it says. In other words, in terms of what we care about Adam Zomim, the Chiyuvei Misa, we care about a Rotseyach, that case that's mentioned over there. Right? But the Gol Adam is not really all that relevant to us. Okay, a couple of questions, and then we're going to start the rolling over here. On the last line or so on the Tosfos, the most basic question that we want to ask on the sheet of the Rabbeinu Yosef over here, and that's going to be our springboard for the next little while, are two points and revolve around the same issue. First of all, the Rabbeinu Yosef says that it's pasha, right? That's his lashon over here in the Tosfos. It's pshita that you can give any one of the arba misas bezdin or someone who's chayim misa. It's preferred to give him the one the Torah specified, but you can, without a problem, give him any one of them and be mekayim the halacha the way it's supposed to be done. Question very, very simple is, why are you saying that's so pashut? If anything, our guess would have been, in other words, the more pashut assumption that any one of us would have made is if the Torah says you get skila or sreifa, herig or chenik, that's what you're supposed to get. The idea that I have the right to interchange, right, when I feel like it or need to, is that so pashut? I would have thought that that's a relative chiddush itself. So what is so pashut to the Rabbeinu Yosef over here that of course you're allowed to give the guy any kind of misa? Second of all, the next line is also a little bit surprising. And then he comes along and says, but the idea that you can give him any misa in the world is limited to a rotseya. Right? But classic chiyuvei misa, it has to be from those four. If it's so pashut to you anyway already, that you don't have to give him literally what it says in the Torah to do, so then why is it also so pashut that you can't do whatever you want? In other words, l'chora, there should have been one of two extremes. You follow what it says in the Torah, give him that misa and that misa only, and if you're not going to do that, then we just don't care. Do whatever you want, kill the guy, and we care about the result, meaning his death, and not how I go about killing him. So the Rabbeinu Yosef is difficult on both of those levels. Number one, why is it so partial that you can give any kind of the official Dalet Misa's Bezdin? And number two, if you're telling me in cases where you don't have to give him the literal one, why is it that I'm limited to those four as opposed to whatever else it is that I'd be allowed to, that I'll be able to do to go and kill the guy? Yeah?
But then the second question,
But we're asking about logically why. In other words, if you're telling me that the pasuk in the Torah is not all that important, right? So again, in logic, or at least in my own personal crooked logic of you, I would have thought like this. The Torah says, like giving an example of skila, right? Okay, so if I can't do skila, and there's an allowance to do something else, I would have assumed that what we're saying basically is, the skila is not what's important. In other words, the maisa, how you do it is not so important, but it's the result that's important.
Right.
Right? Okay, so then get the dog to bite his head off. But I don't want him dead, I don't care.
So are you saying his logic shouldn't even include two cases?
So that realm of the limited to Dalai Mises Bezdin, why? It should be literally all or nothing.
And he shouldn't even take into account whether two cases are accepted or not.
Meaning what? Meaning, you're coming to say, but Lamaisa we have this case, Tubin, we have this and all that.
But
logically, it should not. You're coming and saying, okay, but he's answering a question. I'm agreeing with you. Yes, he's saying that to answer a question. We still want to ask, okay, but let's have this make some kind of sense. Right? What is going on? Yeah? What are the two questions again? Question number one. One finger. Question number one is, why is the Rebbeinu Yosef saying that it's Pasha? Pasha means obvious. Everyone could figure out for themselves, right? That you can give any kind of a dalad misa that you want to someone who's chayiv misa. Why? That's a pasha. L'chora, you got to do what it says in the Torah, and that's it. Second of all, why is he saying that you're not allowed to use any kind of misa out there in the world, and that you're limited to the dalad misa? Once, you don't have to do exactly what it says in the Torah. Why isn't the door open to do anything that it takes to kill the guy? Got that? No problem.
Second, that's a pleasure with Rebbeinu Yosef. Rebbeinu Yosef is the one being mechayesh. You can't use us. You can only use the four Mrs. Basin by all the cases. And it's not saying that Rebbeinu Yosef's chiddush is that. That's what makdimin means.
Then he's explaining the term makdimin, right? Makdimin
right,
is your first choice. The problem is with his own explanation, as he points out, is that it seems to not totally flow with the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which says that you can't do whatever you want. So that's why he has to fine-tune the pshat and say,
right.
And what is makdimin? Makdimin means, yes, you're supposed to give him lechatchila, the one that says in the Torah. But if you can't do that, you can give him what? The other three of the Arba Mitzvos Bezdin, but nothing more than that. Right? And that, so again, Sanhedrin is talking about exceptions where you can do anything in the world. Okay. So let's come back to the point of it. So we're running very, very late. So we've got to try to forge ahead right now and move pretty quickly. There's two basic chakiras that we're going to ask right now to try to understand the Riyam. Both of them are going to be relevant to understanding the Tosis and then a whole bunch of other stuff that we're going to be doing. The two chakiras basically are going to be as follows. Okay. They're both are going to revolve around an understanding of the concept of a chi of misa. Obviously, that's the subject that we're learning over here. First and foremost, we have the following question. You have a guy who does an aveira, that's quote-unquote chayiv misa. The guy's mechal al Shabbos. Okay, he's, I don't know, doing bishul on Shabbos. Pick an easy aveira to do. Okay? The shayla now becomes like this. When he does the aveira, okay, we know, of course, that the aveira generates an onus. Right? Doing the aveira, that's mechayiv misa. You just became guilty of a chayiv misa. The shayla now is, what does your Maisa Aveira generate? Does the Maisa Aveira generate a particular kind of Misa? Chil Shabbos equals Skila. Or would we say that Chil Shabbos generates a Chiyuv Misa? Right? Now, there's a mitzvah perhaps though, on the Bezdin to passing. Well, we have a Chiyuv Misa over here. Which one of the Misas do we give? Oh, look it up in the book. The Torah says, Bishul on Shabbos? That gets Skila. In other words, is the particular onus only a function of an administration? The Bezdin gives the onus, or does the Aveira itself, or is the Aveira rather itself mechayiv the onus of there? That's chakira number one. What does the Maisa Aveira itself accomplish? The particular onus, or the general idea of Misa, and then the particular is just a issue of administration. Chakira number two. Again, we'll go over them again if a little stuck. So key number two says like this. Let's suggest for a second, okay, even if you want to go with the side that says that the Aveira actually generates a particular kind of an onus. Okay, it does. Let's say Chil Shabbos equals Skila, for argument's sake. Okay, just as an example. So now we would come along and say like this. But you could still ask another question, an additional question that says like this. Do we really believe that there are four totally separate Onshei Misa that exists? Skila is not Sreifa, is not Herig, is not Senek, they have nothing to do with each other, period. Or are we going to come along and say that still in all, Lamaisa, there really is only one concept called a Chiyuv Misa, and however, the Bezdin or the Torah, whatever it is, assigned a particular misa to a particular aveir. Let's explain the second chakira one more time in slightly different words. Second chakira again says like this. Even if we're going to assume that the aveira itself is what generates the particular chiyuv, the question still remains is what's the dynamic of that? Why is it that the mechal shabbos is getting stila? Is it the pshat that chilul shabbos only demand generates a skila? In other words, you're not chayiv misa, but rather you're chayiv skila, okay? Meaning to say that each one of the misas that exist in the Torah has nothing to do with the other. There are four totally separate punishments that are given. To illustrate again, how many punishments can a bezin give? Sometimes bezin is mechayiv mama. Sometimes bezin is mechayiv malchus. And let's try to be now very careful how we're going to say this. Sometimes bezin is mechayiv Gila, Srefa, some is Machayev, Herik, some is Machayev Odin. In other words, it wouldn't be appropriate that we're afraid you're going to have to say, sometimes they're Machayev Mammon, sometimes Malkus, sometimes Misa. No, there's no such thing as a Chiyev Misa. What is there? There's a Chiyev of Gila, Chiyev of Srefa, Chiyev of Herik, and a Chiyev of Chenik. Okay, are we together now with the two Chakiras that we presented to the crowd? All right, before we go on? Yeah, because if we're lost right now, then we're gone for the rest of the today. Huh? They're related but not similar. Let me say that over to try to clearly define what the difference is. Okay? Chakira number one comes and says as follows. Okay? Let me back up here. Chakira number one is going to analyze, okay? Is going to take a look at how the Chi of Misa relates to the Nido. Okay? Meaning to say, when the guy does the Aveira, okay? The question is, what is he going to be Chayiv? Is he chayiv misa or is he chayiv the particular? I'm chayiv stila, okay, or whatever the other misa is. Question number two says as follows: even if we assume that your aveira is mechayiv the particular onesh, okay, Shabbos equals skila, the question still remains on a theoretical level. Okay, how do we analyze the concept of a chayiv misa? Do we say that each one of the misos that totally separate and distinct onus. The same way Malkus is different than Misa, Skila is different than Srefa, right? Or are we going to say, of course, yeah, I understand that Chilul Shabbos generates Skila for sure, right? But that is part of the general concept called the Chi of Misa. Okay? Now, what does it have to do with us? Okay, obviously it has a lot to do with us over here. The Sheet of the Bene Yosef, okay, before we even start to work through all the issues, it's very clearly going to be explainable rather like this. That Rabbeinu Yosef is very clearly assuming over here that there is one concept called a chiyuv misa that exists in the Torah. An onesh that the Torah defines as a capital punishment. What are you chayiv when you did that onesh? You are chayiv misa, and that's it. How do we decide what misa is supposed to be? So there, the Torah comes along and says that a bezdin has certain halachos, again, but he's a dinim on the bezdin's shoulders right now. The bezdin has certain halachos. How are we supposed to administer the chiyuv misa that this guy has? And what's the answer to that question? How are they supposed to administer? Well, the way the Ben Yosef explains, you're makdimin la'osa misa. L'chatzchila, what are you supposed to give? The one that it says over there, particularly in the Torah, that's the best choice. Let's say I can't do that, so what do I do now?
Give one or the other.
Now, why am I allowed to give the one or the other, according to them? Because Lamaisa, the guy, is chayiv, not only Skila, but he's chayiv any Misa. Skila, Srefa, Herig, Bechenik. He's chayiv all these different things over here at this stage in the game. But what would happen, though, if after trying Skila, then a little Srefa, then a little Herig, and then a little Chenik, and the guy is still alive, never? What do I do then? But let's say it happens, right? Can I pull out the gun and start blasting him in there and blow him up with dynamite?
No.
Why not? Because that's not called the Chi of Misa. Nor is the Chi of... There you go. Right. You know, so what Yosef is saying is, the Torah comes along and says, there's something called a Chi of Misa. How does the Torah want you to administer the Chi of Misa? In one of four different ways. But the Benzin's mitzvah of giving, we have to do our obligation of Misa, right? Has any other obligation in the Torah? It's halachas that govern it. What are the halachas that govern how does the Bezdin administer Misa? You have first choice, that's whatever the Torah says to do. Then you have second to fourth choice, through whatever, second to fourth choice. What was that? Is that automatic? So one thing we're going to get a little bit more about that later on. Okay, we know the last code that I asked you to do on Sanhedrin Mem Hei touches on that. Touches on that topic. But now we understand. Okay, the re a little bit better. If you can't do one of those four chiyuvei misa, right, there's nothing left to do because the Bezdin's mitzvah of administering a misa, of executing the avarion, it doesn't allow a Bezdin to be pulling a trigger and lighting dynamite sticks. That's not part of the Chiyuv Misa. There's no halacha about that in the slightest bit. So maybe you're going to be stuck. The Chiddush of Roseach over there on that Gemara Sanhedrin Memhei, the special pasuk of Moses, you must kill him however you want. What's that coming and telling me? Roseach is a little different. But Roseach is mamish results oriented. We kill the guy no matter what. I don't care how he dies. A special allowance for the Bezdin to do anything in the world. But normally, anything beyond those four particular, and I call the Chiyuv Misa nothing to talk about. Now, well then? Okay, so now, moving along over here, right, let's come to some of the other things that we were learning over here this morning to try to understand the concept of a Chiyuv Misa a little bit better, and then we're going to tie things back into our Tosafot. First of all, this discussion that we had can be very much the pshat behind the basic machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Right? As you remember, the Rambam points out in the Sefer Mitzvahs, I say Reish Kav Vav through Reish Kav Tes, but he lists each one of the four mitzvahs, each one of the four mitzvahs Bezdin as a separate mitzvah to say in the Torah. Tzivan al harkas avorim b'mitzvah sayif, mitzvahs, what's the next one? Mitzvahs chenek, then he goes to Sreifa, then he goes to Skila. Each one of the separate mitzvahs, separate mitzvah in the Torah. Very clearly, the Rambam is assuming, exactly not like we're claiming the Rabbeinu Yosef holds. The Rambam is clearly assuming that each and every chiyuv mitzvah is a separate mitzvah in the Torah. They are not related in the slightest bit to each other at all. For example, according to the Rambam, it would not be pasha to say that if I couldn't give the guy the skila, then I'm allowed to do sreifa. That's a separate mitzvah, separate issue. How could I cross and how could I switch between one and the next? And in fact, we're going to deal with a sheet in the Rambam a little bit later as we go on. The Ramban, as you know, in the Sharashim to the Sefer Mitzvahs, again, I'm hoping you read this before, the Ramban, as you know, takes issue with that line. The Rambam, let's read quickly some of the key points of the Ramban inside. Hanira Elaihu, what it appears to me is, Shanachlin is Tavina B'mum Sim Kulam, we are commanded by all the people who are chayiv to get death. May Pasek of Uvi Arta Haram Mikyabecha, there's one general charge in the Torah telling me about Misa. The commandment is Uvi Arta Haram Mikyabecha, exterminate, eradicate the evil from your midst. That's it. And Amru, this is free. It's a free lunch. They quote all the different sources. That, where am I? Ba'er osei rose miyitzrol. What's that mitzvah? Destroy the people who are doing bad things from amongst Klai Yitzrol. V'hu mitzvah sasei shalem. And that is the mitzvah. Avalaksuvin abam behem, mos yumas dama bo dimeyam bam, yirsebem shem chayav miso. All of those examples when it's telling me, kill a guy, the omri is barak and miksasim, or something that says, uskaltim or some, ba'avanim and miksasim, it says, ba'ish yisrofos, hobes, and some it says, etc., 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 says the Ramban, that, excuse me, of a mitzvah bakulon shiyamusu hi nimnik. But there's one mitzvah counted over here that they should die. The particulars that are there, skiva, sreifa, herikanik, right? Those are particulars. But the chiyav is, uvi arta hara mikirbecha. How are you supposed to go and fulfill that idea of being the va'er, the ra? So the Torah gives you four different ways to go and do it. The Rabbeinu Yosef in our Tosis, the Pashas is assuming like the Shita of the Ramban right over here, right? Very, very clear lining up with that idea. Right, a little bit more. Let's come back. There's something I didn't give you on the sheets, but I'm assuming you all know. Hopefully you daven during the Yom HaMenorah time. When we say vidui. Think back to the last Yom Kippur. Okay? A very interesting raya. Just a nakuda point for a food for thought, which l'chora sounds like a raya to the Rambam. okay, to the Rambam sheet, because we're playing up the Re, and the Rambani are allowed to go, let's at least give the Rambam some more fuel over here, and that's like this. Person says vidui, achet shekatanu like this, and achet shekatanu like that. Okay, one of the lines that we say in the vidui is achet shekatanu v'penecha. No, what is it? Achatan shanu chayavim lahem. Achatan shanu chayavim lahem malchus arba'im. Right, we have a line. We a mizvadah for chatan rechayiv malchus, and then we say v'achatan shanu chayavim lahem arba mitzvos bezdin. And then what do we say? Give us three ferek v'chenek. Nelach ora lich ora. Well, we're talking about Rishonim here. Chazal. The Mitzvot were all written by Rishonim. It is aren't the art going to make this stuff up. This has been around since the old time. No, forget up soon. That, and who are these random places? These aren't, what do you call it, you know, some ballet dancers from Paris that are writing. These are Rishonim that are writing it. You look through the Tosfos and other reasons, they quote these PPUs as rise back and forth to things. These are real things that need to be learned since, and we don't really say them all that much today, a lot of these PPUs, but they're very, very, very authoritative sources. Now, if we're listing, I think we all got the gist of where we're going now, if we're listing the idea of Skila, Sreifa, Herig, Vechenik, and we're being misvadah for each one of those separately, it sure sounds like the idea that these are four separate onshim that are going to be giving out. I could have just come along and said, right? And that's it. And then that would be done. Why am I specifying? Because the truth is, these are specific things that are there. Not to what it could, not one lump of punishment. Yeah?
You just say what they were? You're saying
why is that important? Let's stop and think about the discussion we're having. If the idea, okay? If the idea is, your chayiv misa, and the idea of the how to get misa is a halacha that pertains to the bezdin only. So why would I'm being misvadeh? Why is it important for me to speak about what a bezdin should have done to me? That's not part of my tshuva process. I have to admit to the fact that I am chayiv misa, right? And if that's, but let's think about that first akira. When I do the avera, is the avera mechayiv me the skila, the sreif, the erek, the chenek? Or is the avera chayiv me misa, and it's the bezdin's job to administer which one? If that's all it is, then why do I have to say that in my vidui? Who cares? Yeah?
I don't know what I think, but wouldn't it be a better proof if you had a different alchay for each one?
Okay. Okay, point well taken. So I will tell you that the Rai is not conclusive, but it's still good. Yeah. Because that's a source for that idea. I'm not saying you can disprove anyone else because of that, but we're saying you see the way we're saying the Vidui, that it would seem to be assuming, right, that the four Mitzvos Bezdin are four separate onshim that are there. Yeah. You mean one more time? I'm not following the question.
Meaning, according to the Sahira, it's not saying that the Sahira is for Misa, so your Sahira is according to the idea that you were Masala Shabbos with official, you would be Sahira for Kiva, specific. So maybe that's why he's all for Abdul.
That's what we're saying.
Right, I know. So I'm saying, what are you trying to say with that? Why
Because if I was learning like the Rabbeinu Yosef and Tosfos or like the Ramban, the probable more correct nusach that we would have said would have been al chatzon shanocha even lehem misa.
Then why can't you say
it's higher than before? Why do I care again? If the whole idea, according to that stat of the Chakira, is that the particular, are only an administrative question. You know what that means? Like one more time in English. My aveir is mechayiv me death. What kind of death? There's a mitzvah on the bezin to do what they have to do. But between me and God, all I did and all I have to worry about confessing up over here is a chiyuv misa. Right? So why do I care not to talk about a bezin's mitzvah? They have to give me skila as opposed to sreifa. Why is that relevant to my vidui? And who, but by vidui, again, it's not an advertisement to come watch my death, right? The vidui is I'm confessing an aveira that I did. I did something so bad that it was chayav misa. But we don't really say that. It was so bad that it's chayav skila, so bad that it's chayav straight, but such in the particulars. Yeah. Not necessarily. Again, the first chakir that we're bringing up is suggesting that when you look at the idea of a misa klalis, right, a chayiv misa, okay, the whole idea of the particulars is purely a function of the bezin. How is the bezin supposed to kill me?
Right.
But my chayiv is a chayiv misa.
There is a particular
okay.
Death that you deserve.
Fine. But again, I'm still asking you the same question. Let me just emphasize one more time also. I am not saying that the vidui is the most conclusive proof in the world, right? But I think what I'm saying still makes sense. If that whole thing about the skila sevei bechenek is only a question of what is the bezin supposed to do, why is that relevant between me and God right now? I know my job is to admit to Hashem that I have done a horrible, heinous crime, an aveira. Right? Yeah? So the fact that the bezin has its mitzvahs, what to do with me, does not really affect my relationship and my discussion that with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. What did I do wrong? I did a chiyuv misa. So it doesn't matter what they were supposed to do to me afterwards. Right? Okay, moving right along over here. We have the next Mari Makom that we got to do is the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. Okay, another interesting, right, important discussion over here. Gemara Lamed Zayin Amid Beis in Sanhedrin, the truth is the Gemara also at the beginning of the third parak in Ksubis says as follows. Okay, very quickly to run through. Omer of Yosef, Echein Tanat Ve'chizkiya, Miyom Shacharim Beis Amikdash, Alpha Fisha Batzul Sanhedrin, Arba Misas Labatzul. Even though there's no more Sanhedrin, the Dalet Misas were not negated. Asking Marlo Batula, what do you mean? Habatula, they were negated. We don't do them anymore. No. Eladin Arba Mises Labatula, the concept of the Dalar Mises was not negated. For example, Mishnah Chayav Skila, what happened? No film in Agag. No Chayav Radar Sarzon. An animal comes and tramples him. Mishnah Chayav Srefa, what happened? He falls into a fire. Nachash Mikish, or snake bites him and he burns up with the venom from the snake. Mishnah Chayav Ariga, Chayav Herik. The government comes and chops his head off. A listen ball in the left. A robbers come and mess him up. Mishnah Chayav Chenek, he might drown in a river. A mace the Srunchi, he might die of strangulation. The Rashi does this guy some kind of thing with your throat. The throat shrivels up and you strangle it. You can't breathe anymore. That's, in other words, the Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of what was supposed to happen to whoever was, to whatever punishment was supposed to happen to that particular guy. Now, Rabbosai, you take a look at that Gemara and you ask yourself, in light of what we're learning over here, a very, very simple question. Why in the world do I care? If the whole idea of the Dalet Misos Bezin is an administrative function of Bezin, it's the Bezin's job to give me this, that, or the next thing. But Klape Maya Veira, what did I do wrong? I did a Chiyuv of Misa. Then the Chalav, there's no reason for Kadosh Baruch Hu to use this quote unquote Mida Keneged Mida system today anymore. I was Chayav Misa. If there's a mitzvah on the Bezin to give me skila, why does it matter to a Kadosh Baruch Hu that I should fall off a roof and die for my Chilul Shabbos? I'm supposed to die, and that's it. Elamai, the fact that even in Shemayim, the way a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us punishment over here, there still seems to be a stater of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is following, very good, right, that gives you the impression that the Aveira that I did, like the Sheet of the Rambam, generates a particular onesh. What did I do wrong? Something deserving of skila. And skila is an independent category. So for me to drown in the river, that's not really an appropriate response to the punishment of Chilul Shabbos. For me to whatever, you fill in the example yourself, is not the right kind of misa. And if a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself feels bound to follow those things, it L'chora sounds like it's saying that is the only appropriate punishment for what I've done wrong, not a general chiyuv misa that's there. So that chazal, that concept, seems to align a little bit better, excuse me, with the shita of the Rambam. Again, that the chiyuv misa is a particular That's there. But again, coming back to where we were coming from before, according to the Rabbeinu Yosef, according to the Ramban, that is very much not the case. The Chiyuv Mis is one general Chiyuv that has whatever application is going to have, as we saw a little bit earlier, and we're going to continue with right after Tzvi's question. Yeah?
It's not 100% right, though, because it could be an Akharish Baruch who's completely Mida Keneged Mida.
But that's exactly the point. What's the Mida Keneged Mida?
No, because Akharish Baruch Hu is able at any time. There's no such thing as not being able to get that particular Mida. The basis, it's possible they don't have that thing available.
But again, listen to the first Chakira, right? Chakira number one was saying that the Aveira that I do does nothing more than makes me Chayiv Misa. Why do I get chenek? Because the bezdin as a mitzvah, when you do this, right? When you do that, you're mezane, right? You have as nus of an ages each. Your punishment is chenek. Whose job is it to give me the chenek? That's a mitzvah for the bezdin to do, but that has nothing to do with the aveira that I did, right? And if that's the case, then Hashem doesn't have to get involved with that.
It's nothing to do with the Aveira you did. Obviously, it has something to do with it. Why that's where you got that Aveira?
Because the Torah says that the Bezdin has to give me that punishment for that Aveira.
The reason that the Torah said that particular.
That's punishment. True, but God Himself doesn't have to be bound to that. Well, why does
he
have to care?
Because he wants the Mida Keneged Mida.
What? That's exactly the point. What is the Mida Keneged Mida? The only Mida that I did was Mechayev Yisrael Misa.
Again, you're still
entrenched in this idea that I'm trying to get out of your head now. You have to start looking at this and saying is that my misa is general, and the idea of the particular is only a mitzvah on a bezdin to do. And if that's true, right, then this Gemara doesn't really have to follow. Yeah. Okay, so I made the same comment I made before. Again, that Gemara is not is obviously not a conclusive proof because the Rishonim all have to really explain in the Gemara. All I'm pointing out now is definitely understood easier according to the sheet of the Rambam. In other words, if you have to pick sides, that you would side that Gemara with the, or line rather, that Gemara with the sheet of the Rambam. Let's go a little bit weiter. I don't know if we're going to finish everything just now, but I just wanted to finish one more point, and then we'll call it a quits over here because you have an abridged time for lunch today anyway, and let's go. You have like this. You have, I'm not even sure we're going to get done with this right now. Let's start up. You have as follows. The question of the Marsha and the Maram, but the Girsa of the Tosis. A little bit technical, but has a lot to do with our talk right now. And Tosis wants to ask a second question, right? Bechen Kashem, the Tosefta Tani, the Tosefta says something, right? Now the Girsa that we have, I'm going to try and do this outside to make it a little bit easier. The Girsa that we have, right, is Hazomimim. If you have Eden Zoman that you can't give the right Misa to, you can give them anything. And where do we know that from? A pasuk of Uvi'arta Rami Kibdecha, general charge, eliminate or exterminate the evil, doesn't matter how you go and do it. Okay? Now the Marsha points out a question over here, that L'chora, the Maram discusses this as well. If the Gemara is learning, if the Braitha rather, is learning the idea that you can kill an Edomim however you need to, from a Pasuk, Uvi'arta harami kibecha, which is there by Edom Zomim. So why is Tosis so bothered by his question in the first place? What was Tosis' question? Again, one more time. How can I say that Edom Zomim can get any kind of punishment? Doesn't the Gemara Sanhedrin say any kind of punishment is limited to Rotzeach? Wait a minute, asked the Marsha. Yeah, okay, but this is an exception to the rule that the Pasuk says, Uviyarta Rami Kibach. What are you so bothered by? Right? So the Maram, in his Peirush and the Tosis, wants to claim. The Tosis apparently thinks, just to explain the question a little bit more, that this is not a real Jerusha, the Gemara is not real, the Braisa rather is not really learning from that Pasuk that you can give any meat that you want, that Pasuk is not really telling me that, it's not a Dinda. And that's why Tosis is bothered. Hey, oh my gosh, how can you possibly give him anything other than what you have to give? What about the idea that you have to be literal? Okay. The Marsha, on the other hand, changes around the Girsa of the Tosis, and this is printed, I don't know how you have it in your Gemara, but in the older printing, they have a little star in the Gemara with a footnote that says that we change the gears to the Kol Chayiv Misos. Anyone who's Chayiv Misa, that you can't give the right, what do you call it, you can't give the right punishment to, and give any kind of misa out there, excuse me, any kind of misa out there in the world, what?
The later toast.
What do you mean the later toast?
That's what toast is on, imagine.
Good. We're going to get back there. Very good, right? Okay. So now what are we asking over here? So according to the Marsha, right, if you remember what the Marsha says back in your Gemara over there, again, we're not really going to read it inside, but if you want to flip, just be looking carefully. So according to the Marsha says you have to change around that girsa over here, because we want to be asking now a much more general problem. If the Tosefta is saying that kol chayve misa can be killed however you need to based on the pasuk of Uvi Azara Mikyabecha, how could the Gemara possibly say in Sanhedrin that the only time you can do anything in the world, right, is by the Rotzeach? That's a legitimate stira that's over there, as opposed to the way L'chor the Maram wants to read, which is like the gifts that we originally had, which the Marsha is changing, right? If you're asking me in particular about Edom Zomim, then maybe Edom Zomim is an exception to the rule. Okay. So what does that have to do with us?
Where does it say Kol Chayav Misa? It's more time. It's all down or Argaman?
It's a neither. It's a Brisa saying Kol Chayav, anyone. That's
from
exactly
the
question.
Ra.
What?
From the Atara, it's supposed to what?
As opposed to any particular psukim. The Brice is telling you a general rule. Any guy who's chayiv misa, it doesn't matter what, uviyaris ha'ra mikibach, just kill him, period, that's all I care about. Now, this is going to take incredible overtime if we get into this. We're going to call it today. Mirtesh and tomorrow, we're going to quickly pick up, but just finish up this sheet. It's not going to take us that much longer. It'll take us a little while, but not that much longer, not all of tomorrow. And I'm going to try to go on a little bit to also Mirtesh and tomorrow, see if we can finish up the next piece.
What's the second
What was that?